Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, to consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 10th of January, 2022, the first Monday of Epiphany. Olwen Ringrose sings, Promised Land.
Leave all your cares behind.
Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah, the 41st chapter, starting at the first verse.
Listen to me in silence, O coastlands. Let the peoples renew their strength. Let them approach, then let them speak. Let us together draw near for judgment. Who has roused a victor from the east, summoned him to his service? He delivers up nations to him and tramples kings underfoot. He makes them like dust with his sword, like driven stubble with his bow. He pursues them and passes on safely, scarcely touching the path with his feet. Who has performed and done this, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, am first and will be with the last. The coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They have drawn near and come. Each one helps the other, saying to one another, "Take courage." The artisan encourages the goldsmith, and the one who smooths with the hammer encourages the one who strikes the anvil, saying, "The soldering, it is good." And they fasten it with nails so that it cannot be moved. But you, O Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, "You are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand."
In this passage, we see two groups of people: those who rely on their own strength or draw strength from unholy sources, and those who trust in the Lord who never grows weary and strengthens those who wait for him. When you encounter times or seasons of trouble, to what or whom do you turn? When faced with decisions or despair, it is easy to become overwhelmed. In the United Adoration Devotional, A Place of Beauty, Elise Massa writes, "The cacophony of internal and external voices is real. We are barraged with curated images of success and cringing scenes of failure. There are false prophets promising instant glory, and false teachers imposing unrealistic frameworks. Only in stillness can we practice discerning the Lord's voice among the legions." Silence is a practice. In our time together today, take 1 minute now to practice being still before the Lord. Start by asking the Holy Spirit to help you hear the Lord's voice and to feel His divine presence. As we listen to the scripture a second time, draw your attention to the assurances of the Lord. What most resonates with where your soul is waiting on Him today?
Listen to me in silence, O coastlands. Let the peoples renew their strength. Let them approach, then let them speak. Let us together draw near for judgment. Who has roused a victor from the east, summoned him to his service? He delivers up nations to him and tramples kings underfoot. He makes them like dust with his sword, like driven stubble with his bow. He pursues them and passes on safely, scarcely touching the path with his feet. Who has performed and done this, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, am first and will be with the last. The coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They have drawn near and come. Each one helps the other, saying to one another, "Take courage." The artisan encourages the goldsmith, and the one who smooths with the hammer encourages the one who strikes the anvil, saying, "The soldering, it is good." And they fasten it with nails so that it cannot be moved. But you, O Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, "You are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand."
What impasse lies before you that the Lord's assurance might overcome? Are you needing the Lord's strength to help you move forward in some creative endeavor or to take a step of faith? In our final moments, ask the Lord to strengthen you, trusting that He will uphold you with His righteous hand. Let us pray. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.